Teddy, thanks very much for joining us. Now, the reason why you've joined us is to talk about matters Ireland Games, and specifically talk about the Isle of Man sailing team at this year's Ireland Games. So I'll start quite generally in terms of the preparations that have been underway. The Ireland Games not too far off now. How's everything been so far?
Yeah, preparations-wise, I think everything's going pretty smoothly. As a team, we've been doing a couple of training sessions, usually as a weekend. So I think we've done 2 weekends a month-ish. And also a couple of regattas, so we went all the way up to Ramsey Regatta as a bit of a performance indicator. For me personally, I'm just really focusing on getting prepared as physically as best I can, in the gym as much as I can, out on the bike. I'm just doing what I can on that front, mainly to get up to weight, actually, for the laser.
And on that side of things, the physicality, I mean, some people, that they may have seen footage over the years of what it takes, but the sheer physicality you need in this sport can catch some people out at times, can't it?
Yeah, it happens quite a lot. Sometimes I get a little bit of slander as well from my mates. But especially when it's a windy day, lots of cardio fitness, lots of core, lots of legs. And you're on the water for sometimes 3-4 hours. So having that cardiovascular or the aerobic fitness is really, really crucial.
And in terms of the team itself, there seems to be a mix yet again this year of a bit of experience, those who've been there and done it with Ireland Games, but also elsewhere, a bit of new blood in there in terms of the Ireland Games, yourself included as well. So how important or how valuable could that mix be this year?
I think as a team, it's looking quite good. We've got the likes of Jason and Bob. I know Jason's done one or two before. Bob's doing sailing events most of his life. Then you've also got me and Letty Hyatt. We're both a bit younger, more fresh into the sailing sport. But I think as a team, we can really share that information and combine, you know, the more physical aspect and the knowledge aspect of sailing. It should work well.
And when you're not just preparing for this, but doing things throughout the year as well, I mean, you're not all based on Ireland. I mean, like yourself included, you've been based off Ireland for chunks of the year as well. So how do you all, I suppose, coordinate things and keep in touch to make sure you're all getting those preparations correct?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, got our WhatsApp group chat, which is always good. Keep everything connected, communications, that sort of things. Like I say, I'm off island at uni most of the year. But when we are back, we make sure to try and get on the water as a team. And as long as we get solid, consistent hours in, the training should work well.
Now, in terms of sailing as a whole, there are many, many different disciplines out there when it comes to sailing. But in terms of what's going to be on offer at the Ireland Games, and also more generally in terms of what you do throughout the year, what do you enjoy most about the sport of sailing? To try and describe it to someone who maybe doesn't know it as well as you.
Yeah, that's a really, really tough question, but a good question. I love sailing absolutely to bits. I think it's hard to put into words. I think being in the sea, especially, it's quite lovely, quite relaxing, soothing at times. I think it's a sport of many attributes almost. So I don't think I ever really get bored. Every day is different. And I think you're always learning. And it's not just all physical thing. It's a mental thing. And super, super nice, like after a day of racing, to talk through what you did, why that was better, why that was worse, and what you can change. So I think it's a sport where you're always learning, always developing. And it keeps you quite stimulated.
Keeps you on your toes. And again, just a little more generally in terms of what's on offer here on the island as well, there seems to be plenty going on throughout the year. In fact, as we're speaking now, we recently had the Ramsey Regatta, one of the major events of the year in the Isle of Man sailing calendar as well. So what do you make of what's on offer here on the Isle of Man when it comes to sailing, whether you're experienced or want to get involved in it for the first time?
Nice. Yeah. Great question. Surrounded by water, honestly, in my unbiased opinion, we've got probably two of the best sailing venues in the world, out of Portsmouth, Mary, out of Ramsey. We've got two sort of dinghy type yacht clubs. That's your Ramsey and your Portsmouth, Mary, which also do yachting. And then your yachting clubs, you've got Douglas and Peel. So loads and loads and loads of options. If you ever want to get into sailing, I'd say go to Ramsey or Portsmouth, Mary. Easy for that. And then also throughout the year, the calendar's awesome. Stacked full of great events, like we've got Round the Island, Easter Regattas, Ramsey Regatta, Port St. Mary Regatta. There's enough to keep yourself busy, which is absolutely great considering we live on an island.
And in and around all of that, as any island resident will know, sometimes the weather does not play ball, I think, to put it kindly. But how do you get around that if you're based on the island? I mean, someone like yourself is based off island a lot of the time, but for those who will be based here for the majority, if not all of the year, how difficult is it to get around that, especially when the weather's poor and conditions aren't ideal?
It's tough. I think sailing as a sport, again, it's wind dependent, which sometimes makes me really frustrated because you want to go out training and you just can't. The winds, there's no wind or there's way too much wind. I think it's all about maximising the days which you can go out, but especially Isle of Man, September, October, when you're just blowing a hooli day in, day out, it's quite tough. But I think picking your moments, listening to the awesome weather forecasters who have it pretty spot on most of the time with the wind, and then, yeah, getting out when you can.
Let's turn it back to the Ireland Games then. Now, in terms of logistics, I mean, people talk about having to get their equipment to and from venues and stuff like that, but sailing is sometimes in a bit of a league of its own with regards to that. So how have you all found getting everything organised to get everything to Orkney to get set up in time?
Yeah, I definitely have to thank Donald Edwards so much. He sort of runs that sailing side, and he's been an absolute superstar with regards to logistics and stuff. With regards to all our kit, I think that's going in a team van on the way up. The plane, I think you're only allowed to have 6 kilograms of luggage or something because the runway is so small, which is quite cool to think about. But yeah, kit's been sent up in the van. And then with regards to boats and equipment and that sort of thing, Orkney provides it, which is really, really awesome for us. But we're going to go up there a bit earlier, give ourselves a day or two to check over all the equipment, hopefully get on the water and go from there.
Excellent. And then that brings me on to, I suppose, what the ambitions are. And I'm not going to ask you to name any ultimatums or any specific predictions. We never do that in terms of, because so many things can happen, no matter what sport you're in. But have the likes of yourself and the rest of the team set personal goals or not?
I reckon everyone's got sort of idea in their head of how they want to do, but sailing's different day in, day out. You can get different conditions. You can have tough days, you can have good days, but it's quite hard to predict what's going to happen, especially with the wind. For me, I'm just going to get there and just take it day by day, perform the best I can and see what happens from there. Like to do well, but it's really, really hard to predict. You don't know who else is going from which islands. So yeah.
And just finally, on that point, in an ideal world, again, you can be as specific or as vague as you like, but what would you personally class as a successful Ireland Games?
In a perfect world, I'd really, really love to get on the podium. I think that'd be really, really awesome. But we'll see. Big fleet, could have some really, really good sailors up there.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.